Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 16th. We're going to keep going with the so theme for the next parable that we find in Matthew 13 verses 24 to 30 and 36 to 43. The parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sows good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weed also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, did you sow good seeds in your field? Where did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered. "Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it to my barn.'" Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weed in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seeds is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is in the end of the age, and the harvesters are the angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned into the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." As I was reading this, I clearly understand the brilliance of the enemy. First, I was thinking, why didn't they just destroy the field instead of wasting time sowing weed? Had they just destroyed it, they would probably just have plowed the fields again and re-sown them. Planting weeds was evil. It meant that they had no choice but to wait to see who would make it, who would survive the weed infestation, who would grow to be strong and resilient enough to endure to the end. Just like Heavenly Father has a plan for us, Lucifer has his own plan, his own agenda, and own timetable. He plants little seeds of disbelief in our hearts and watches us, as it either grows due to us watering it, or if we stay firm in our testimonies and it withers, until he finds the next moment to place another seed of doubt. I want to stay strong and resilient. I want to be harvested by angels. What about you? Will you be there with me? Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.